for the pledge. I'll be here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll start with the superintendent's report.
Okay, just a few shares, I guess I'd say. So if you've been keeping track of COVID and the positive cases, we went for quite a while with none. And then we got one a couple of weeks ago. We got three four last week. And we've got about 10 or 11 this week. So it's definitely moving in the wrong direction. Just hoping that it doesn't ramp up for the last few weeks of school. So from what I'm hearing, this new variant is not putting people in the hospital, but it's still contagious, highly contagious. So just a reminder, eighth grade graduation is going to be on Friday, June 10th at 10 o'clock. The dance will be run off-site and run by parents, so not affiliated with the school. And as a side note, I want to remind everybody we're no longer doing a preschool promotion. They are instead having a fun day, what we call a fun day on the last day of school. Other dates that you might want to know about, testing is taking place this week. Took place last week as well. Makeups will be next week. Tonight at 6 o'clock is the spring concert for 6th through 8th grade and a drama performance over at Bear River. Next, May 24th is the 4-5 music program at Bear River. May 30th, there's no school because it's Memorial Day. Reminder that May 27th and then June 6th through 9th, which is the last week of school, are all minimum days. June 8th, which is the day before school gets out, is Mudstock at Bear River. And then the Rennie rallies are on June 8th for Wheatlandale and Lone Tree. And then June 9th, the last day of school, is the Rennie rallies for Bear River. So I will get this out to you with times and everything. I'll send it in an email, but I just wanted to mention it in public. Reminder, summer camp will be held June 13th through June 30th, Monday through Thursday, 7:45 to 2:15 at Lone Tree School. We are entering an agreement to use the pool, so that will be helpful. There's no camp on Fridays, and we will run a bus from Wheatland, basically the bus shop, out to Lone Tree, for anybody in Wheatland. And last I checked, we had 140 some odd kids. Tara, has that number changed?
No, we're at about 160. I'm sorry, I'm still running program two.
That's okay.
Talking to the other site.
Okay, thank you. So about 160 kids so far. And then of course we have ESY as well for special ed that'll happen at Bear River and at Wheatlandale.
Does the summer camp have a cutoff number?
There will be, yeah. And what happens at summer camp is the first week or so is pretty busy and then it starts to wane off. Governors may revise. I'll give you a little lowdown on how it affects school districts. You hear it on the news, but they don't talk in depth about what it is. So again, it's the governors may revise. There's no deal. The legislation will absolutely change it. It's not going to be exactly what you hear now, but we're not going to know those actual details till the budget is passed and signed in June. So here are some key elements to the to his May revise. He has set COLA at 6.56%. He's increasing the LCFF base by 3%. So that's just the base. It's not all the other things, but that equals 9.56% more. There's approximately $1,300 per student coming for a discretionary block grant. So that's one-time only monies. There's his proposal is to use a three-year rolling average for enrollment to help mitigate the fiscal impact for declining enrollment districts. So that would be a good thing. And then his proposal is to utilize the attendance percentages that we all had in 2019-20 to help with the poor attendance this year due to COVID positives and quarantines. Now, those two things are important. And my understanding is the legislature is not on the same page with that. So we don't know where that's going to end up. TK or universal pre-K, they're changing the enrollment date for five-year-olds. It's currently September 2nd through December 2nd. It's going to move to September 2nd to February 2nd. So they'll be a little bit, they can be a little bit younger. The date will increase each year till 2026. And at that point, it'll pretty much be four-year-olds in universal pre-K. Right now, we're getting full already in those classes. So we may end up having to have an extra class.
Right now, again, they have to be four by September.
They turn five between September 2nd and February 2nd. Yeah, so they could be four all the way up to February 2nd. For the nutrition side, he's proposing to continue to provide the universal meals for all. I don't see that going away. There's an extended learning or expanded learning called ELOP. And it's going to be a huge challenge for districts to implement because it basically says that kids can be taken care of for 9 hours a day. So if school is 6 hours, you have to have three more hours either before school or after school. There's money attached to it, but the problem that not only Wheatland has, everybody has, is hiring staff because the ratio is 1 to 20, except at TK it's 1 to 10. And so it's almost going to be impossible to staff the program. So there's more to come on that. We'll see what happens. But that is, we have some serious concerns. Other concerns that I just think is worth talking about and that could potentially eat up any increase that we're going to get in funding is inflation is currently at 8%, and they have nothing in the budget to offset the pension relief for STRS and PERS. So it's going to be very expensive for those two items, the inflation and STRS and PERS, which will probably eat up the entire amount. So we'll see what happens. I think the legislation is looking at a higher COLA, and there may be other things, but we'll know at some point. So I'll move on to the attendance report. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,290 students. It's 24 students more than we had last year at this time and 15 less than we had last month, which typically happens because they're shipping out at Beal. We have 143 students in the preschool program, which is 37 more than last year and one more than last month. So we have a total of 1,433 with all groups, and it's 61 more than we had last year at this time. That's what I have for the superintendent's report and the enrollment report.
Thank you. Moving on to communications from the public. Is the public out there? Anywhere?
There's none.
Okay. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any questions? Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second. Been moved and second. Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? It's been accepted. Moving on to action items, the Tri-County Induction Program, CTIP MOU.
So this is an MOU that we have every year with Tri-County Induction. Used to be called BITSA, now it's TSIP. It's with the Sutter County Superintendent of Schools. It is the program for new hires that do not have a full credential or they have a full credential, but they're in the preliminary. So they have to do 2 years in the TSIP program. The MOU is exactly as it has been in the past. I'll call your attention to a couple of things. Let me go back here. Well, there's two things in there. One is you can either provide your own mentors, which we do, and then we pay them based on our teacher's contract, or you can pay the county and they provide the mentors. So we would check the box that we provide the mentors. And then the other thing is they charge for this program now. It used to be free to the employees, but now they charge for it. So, and they charge the employee, but we have always paid that. Our district has paid that out of staff development funds because, you know, you're a brand new teacher and you're not making a whole lot of money and all of a sudden you get hit with $2,300 or something. So we will continue to do that depending on how many, I don't know how many we'll have in the program. Depends on our new hires and how many year ones we have and et cetera, et cetera. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
No questions? We'll move back to the communications from the public if Annette would like to speak. Since you popped up.
Hi, everybody. Just a couple of things. Hi there. Let's see. We have planned our back to school brigade will be the 4th of August, which is on a Thursday from 9 to noon. And it'll be a backpack giveaway full of fun and all kinds of cool stuff. And we'll also have a mini resource fair there too. I know last year we had Wheatland High, a team from there available. So if anybody would like to come, we'd love to have you. I'll send out the flyers as soon as they're available. Let's see, also the month of the military child, we had so much going on. And I thank you guys for all the things that you guys did too. Really cool stuff. So thank you for honoring our military folks. Let's see, we had the, one of the big events we had was the military child, My Life as a Military Child and what it means to them. And so we had an essay contest and we had 21 entrants or 21 kids that submitted the essays and they were hilarious. Some were just interesting. One young lady, I mean, she had moved 6 times and she was only in the 5th grade. And so just really interesting things as to how the kids saw their life as a military kid. Very interesting. Good insight. I'll have to let you guys read some of those, Jody. So, and we had quite a few kids from Lone Tree, a few from, I think there was one from Wheatland L. And then the high school as well as Bear River. So homeschoolers, we had a few homeschoolers as well. So it was really a lot of fun. So just thank you guys for supporting us and keeping things going. I appreciate it. And if you need me, you know where to find me. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette.
You're welcome.
No, they haven't done it yet.
Okay. Moving on to board comments.
No, you have to wait on five. Somebody's got to make a motion in a second on 5.5.
Okay, I thought we did. Tri-County Induction Program.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Been moved in second. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
As opposed? So carried.
Now you're on board comments.
Board comments. Are there any board comments?
I just want to say that last Friday, I was at the River School and I was speaking to a 8th grade teacher there. And she was very positive and enlightening about our students. She doesn't see a learning loss with all of the craziness that we had going on the last couple of years. It's really, really good to hear that she thinks that our kids have done remarkable. considering what we've gone through for the last few years. They've made great strides this year and speeches for the eighth graders. Oh my goodness, they were fantastic. So this group of eighth graders have really excelled and showed that they can rise above the negativity that we have experienced the last few years. And she truly doesn't think that, you know, the beginning of last year, the beginning of this year, she's like, oh my gosh, but we're gonna get this kid. But they stepped up to the plate and they did what they needed to do. And she doesn't think that there's really a great learning loss like we were all afraid that we would see. I mean, there is the younger levels, but it's just amazing to see this group of people and what they had for an insight of their, you know, tragic middle school years. And they reflected back from their sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade years and the changes that they undertook and that they undertook. And it was really interesting, and it was very, very positive and very, you know, encouraging for them as a group, for each other, and for thinking, you know, they're ever for being the great school that it is. And because of that, they were able to achieve what they are achieving now and going to continue to achieve in the next session of their 4 years. So it was just awesome. I think that just speaks volumes for our district, for our teachers, for our schools as a whole, top to the bottom. They're very good to hear.
Yeah, I had a teacher come to see me too, and she's in the lower grades, and she feels that they're a little bit behind, but she felt that the fact that we did that half day in the lower grades was very beneficial because they had 3 hours, intense 3 hours with half the group, and they just did math and ELA. And so, I think that, you know, when you hear learning loss, there's a lot of districts that stayed on distance learning for the entire time.
Right.
And the fact that we came back, I think that is a huge gain for our students, for sure.
I guess, any other comments? We'll go into closed session.
Bye all. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.